Complications can be divided into extracutaneous manifestations and the development of the malignancy within these congenital melanocytic nevi. So if the congenital melanocytic nevus lead to the development of extracutaneous feature, the most important among them is the neurological abnormalities. So the risk of associated neurological involvement and melanoma depend upon the number of melanocytic nevi and the size of the lesion. So greater the number and the greater the size, the greater would be the risk. Single congenital melanocytic nevi usually are not associated with any neurological abnormalities, but for multiple neurological abnormalities are the commonest comorbidity. For this, we use the term congenital melanocytic nevus syndrome. In the CNS abnormalities is further classified into two clinically relevant groups, that is intraparenchymal melanosis alone and others, that is everything else other than the intraparenchymal melanosis. So if intraparenchymal melanosis alone is the commonest, is present, then it's commonest finding in association with multiple congenital melanocytic nevi. As the name shows, the melanin deposition or the presence of melanocytes are present within the parenchyma of the brain and is associated with the clinical manifestations, in which 50% are asymptomatic and the other 50% are associated with neurodevelopmental delay, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, autism, or seizures. Common site for intraparenchymal melanosis is amygdala, associated with the seizures which are temporal lobe epilepsy. Once the MRI has been done and it has shown the changes, there's no need of doing a biopsy and neither it is necessary to do the repeat scan. So the parents should be counseled to do MRI once only. There's no need for repeat MRI and they should be followed up only by doing the assessment, that is neurological assessment, for the neurodevelopmental any findings if seen. The patient should be referred to pediatric neurologist in the event of a clinical abnormality. Besides this, leptomeningeal involvement are also seen, monitored carefully, as the rapid diffuse growth of the melanocytic cells can occur and they may manifest. Other findings like hydrocephalus, dandy vocal formation, posterior fossa malformation may also occur.